Who goes there, brother?
He killed the engine, and he spoke the prearranged phrase.
The friend.
The general is waiting for you, inside.
Thank you, brother.
I need to search you.
Do what you must. I have a pistol in my jacket, right-hand side, and a knife above my left boot.
The young officer gently patted him down, removing both the knife and the pistol, and handing them away.
I will keep these for you.
Of course.
The lieutenant waved him toward the tent.
Please, enter.
The operative nodded curtly, smoothed down his jacket, and stepped inside, closing the flap behind him. As his pupils narrowed, bringing the small space into focus, he saw his patron sitting on a folding chair in front of the small trestle table, cradling a cup of steaming liquid.
General, thank you for coming.
General Soleimani did not immediately respond, and the operative reflected that he was playing a dangerous game by suggesting that his superior had come to him rather than the other way around.
It is nothing, my son. Come, Hassan. We have important matters to discuss.
Hassan took his place in front of the general, only removing his balaclava when he was certain they were alone. His identity was a closely guarded secret.
Even so, it was good of you to meet me here. This country is not as refined a place as we are accustomed to, but it serves a purpose.
It does. And besides, I had business to attend to.
Naturally. How goes the operation?
I received word this morning. The vessel is in our hands. The freighter will dock in Iran a fortnight from now. The Challenger is already at the bottom of the Pacific.
The two men glanced up as a man stepped in, his head buried in a sheaf of papers.
General, is there a... Oh!
The intruding officer looked up, and an expression of pure horror froze on his face as he saw Hassan's uncovered face.
General, my deepest apologies. I was not informed that your guest had arrived.
You fool! You were instructed that I was not to be disturbed.
Failure was not tolerated in the Revolutionary Guard, and even less so was disobedience. But worst of all sins was idiocy, at least in the general's eyes. Hassan stood and smiled with compassion.
Come here, my friend. Tell me your name.
My apologies, sir. I only wanted to know whether the general needed anything. I didn't realize...
What do they call you?
Hassan stepped forward and placed his arms on the officer's shoulders.
Mahmoud, sir. Captain Mahmoud Kamran, First Company...
You understand, Mahmoud, that you were not supposed to see my face.
Yes, sir.
Do you recognize me, my friend?
No, sir. I've never seen you before in my life.
Could you describe me if someone asked you to?
No, sir. I promise. It's dark in here. I can barely see your face.
Hassan dropped his hands to his side, apparently satisfied by the man's response.
See? Doesn't that feel better?
He struck faster than an untrained eye could follow, lifting the combat knife from the sheath attached to the officer's belt, driving it up through the soft palate of the mouth until it severed his brainstem. Captain Mahmoud Kamran was dead the moment the steel entered his brain. Hassan caught his frame and gently lowered him to the ground with an unexpected reverence, given that he was the cause of the man's death. He left the blade in the officer's head, wiped what little blood had spilled onto his hands on the man's uniform, and turned back to General Soleimani.
My apologies, sir. You were saying...